Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot of medical news, okay? I'm, you know, going to try to, you know, teach you and not do too much commentary because it looks like my ratings go up when you guys learn something. My guess is you're learning something because you're just reading on Google. But if you claim you're learning something from me, I'll take it. So apparently we got a study coming out saying that coffee, coffee shields you against breast cancer recurrence. This is another study saying cancer can be prevented or warded off by coffee. So when it comes to breast cancer, I'm going to just soak the puppies in coffee and see if that helps. Speaking of breast cancer, there is a $245 kit. It's a cancer risk test kit that is going to be available to the public. This is going to be pretty cool. We're going to talk about that. All right. Of course, you're going to have to clean off the coffee first before you do that. Then, you know, a lot of us don't think that babies feel pain like adults. We think they're little babies. And we think babies just cry because they cry. And we know they're uncomfortable, but we think they're crying and they're having a cow because, you know, they're babies. Well, it turns out a group of researchers from Oxford University found out that babies feel pain pretty much the same as adults, yet we don't give babies pain medications like we do with adults. And unfortunately, they could be suffering a lot more than we think. Not that I want these kids getting narcotics. We also have Earth Day. Today is Earth Day, so we'll talk about things you could do to help protect the Earth, okay? I know I'm leaving one hell of a carbon footprint. I don't like to call it a footprint. I like to call it a butt print. There's a video circulating. I need to send it to my producer, Tom, where you have a bunch of dogs having epic fails as they try to catch the ball or catch the stick. And these dogs are just falling all over each other, hurting themselves. And I know everybody thinks it's funny. And, you know, I wanted to kind of take some attention away from that. And so I posted a video of Shakeaboo. Now, for those of you guys who know Shakeaboo, Shakeaboo is a real, can't say the word, he's a meanie. And apparently we caught him asleep. And even though Shakeaboo sleeps a lot, I mean, he was like in a dead sleep. So I figured while you guys were watching the dog video, I would show you, an epic fail with my cat. And one thing that a lot of us owners fail on is the rub tummy. We talked about rub tummy a lot on this show. And, you know, we want to rub animals' tummies. There's just something about the tummy. I don't know what the psychological premise is, but we want to rub their tummy. But some animals don't want rub tummy. I mean, my dog, he likes it, but he doesn't have fur. And he's, like, very, very big for a boy dog. So that gets in the way. And I just don't want to rub his tummy. It's, like, it's too difficult. It's just too much. Yet the cat, they sit there and it is so furry and I just want to bury my face in their tummy, but you get all scratched up. So what I did is while he was asleep, I tried to do rub tummy and unfortunately he didn't like it. So he got up and then he got mad and you got the claws all out. But I didn't get torn up like I wanted to. But if you need a dissertation or a tutorial on how to rub your cat's tummy, that I got. What else do we got here? Smartphones can help asthma sufferers. You know, maybe they're starting to dispense medicine out of them. I got to be honest. That's really what smartphones should do. Smartphones should be dispensing your medicine. So, like, for example, you need your, liquid antibiotics or your liquid pain medicine or whatever. You just bring your phone over to your lemonade or your water. You hit a button and it just into your cup, and then you, well, not pee, but you know what I'm saying, and then you could swallow it. So I'm not saying the phone is going to have asthmatic medication. It's just an app. But I think that would be really, really cool. I mean, I'm on my phone all the time, and sometimes I get winded. And sometimes I get short of breath, and I'm like, okay, and then my mom, and then, oh, mom, you drive me crazy, mom. And then I start getting out of breath. Well, that'd be really, really cool if my phone knew that when my mom was on the phone, I would get some prophylactic albuterol or Proventil puffs. So I would suggest, you know, I am making you guys so much money with all the ideas I gave you. Yesterday we talked about the male panty liner for skid marks. Today, come up with an app where your phone is delivering your medicine. I think these are brilliant ideas. I don't understand why you guys aren't, you know, taking them and running with them, because they're just too brilliant. All right. And then John Hinckley Jr., remember he was possibly going to make parole, and then they said no. And on some of his visits, John Hinckley Jr., who tried to kill President Ronald Reagan, then he would go into libraries when he had certain leaves that they allotted him. And he would go to libraries and look up books on assassinations of presidents. Well, there's supposed to be a court hearing today that will determine if he gets to have nearly permanent leave from the psychiatric facility that he's lived in for decades. For those of you that remember that day, it was March 30th, 1981. I was in the fourth grade when this happened. And I remember I thought I was getting my period, but I wasn't. Sorry. I just remember that day. Just like a lot of you guys remember the day when JFK was assassinated, I remember the day I was in Mrs. Bade's class. And my friend, my schoolmate Tracy Lapine, told Mrs. Bade that the president was shot. And we all didn't believe her because we were like, wait, what? How the hell do you know? You don't have a, you know, television set. Come on. Or an 8-track tape telling you this. And then, you know, I came home and my mom was like, you aren't going to believe this. So anyway, he opened fire, all right, outside Washington, D.C. hotel after President Reagan was exiting the building, and the bullets punctured the president's lung, barely missed his heart. We talked about what happened that day in the hospital. And then White House Press Secretary James Brady was paralyzed from the waist down. James Brady had died last year. Coroner ruled his death a homicide, blaming it on the injuries sustained by the shooting. So Hinckley confessed this motive to Jodie Foster. He was stalking her for months and basically did it, I guess, to impress her in a letter that he wrote in an hour before he decided to do it. Well, now they're considering possibly, after him serving the time that he served, to possibly let him out. I would say hell no, because where is he going to find a job? Secret Service? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, at least one is dead, and at least 18 are ill from suspected botulism in Ohio. Apparently, they think this occurred after a bunch of people attended a church picnic in central Ohio. The Fairfield Medical Center in Lancaster said in a release that three people were in intensive care, 10 had been taken to other hospitals, and 5 were being treated in the hospital's emergency department. One death has been confirmed. CBS officials, Ohio affiliate WBNS-TV, put the number of ill at 20. The release said the hospital believes all the patients were among 50 to 60 people who attended a church potluck at Cross Point Free Will Baptist Church on Sunday. Now, this is obviously some scary stuff, okay? You know, church potlucks, they're one of my favorite things to go to. I think the whole potluck idea from a non-medical standpoint is the coolest, okay? You want to eat like a king. You want to eat a bunch of different stuff. You want to eat buffet style, okay? But you don't want to pay the money for a buffet. And you don't want to worry about cooking for a bunch of people. So everybody does potluck. Everybody brings something. I usually bring Frosted Flake chicken because that's my signature dish, where I take chicken and I roll it in, you know, some egg. And then I make Frosted Flake breading. And OMG, yummy. It's called Frosted Flake chicken. Trademark with Dr. Dahlia. Anyway, the U.S. CDC had sent antitoxin to treat the sick individuals. Botulism is rare. We're going to talk about that, okay? Causes paralysis. It's a nerve toxin that is produced by certain bacteria, causing droopy eyelids, slurred speech, muscle weakness. But botulism is not contagious. So these people that have botulism can't turn around and give it to you. We'll talk about the incubation period for that. So they are finding out more information, finding out the source of the botulism. So, okay, where does it come from? Why? What's happening? You know, we don't know exactly what particular food source could have been the source in this particular thing. But, you know, many times we know that we have to be very careful with canned foods, fermented fish, certain bottled foods, honey. Could be a source. Honey could be a source of botulism, which is why we really don't give honey to infants. Canned vegetables and fruits, home canned. Corn syrup could hold it. Foods held warm for extended periods of time. This is coming from foodsafety.gov. Improperly canned commercial foods, home canned, herb-infused oils, baked potatoes in aluminum foil. How many of us have eaten baked potato in an aluminum foil? This is ridiculous, okay? It is an emergency. It's pretty, pretty scary stuff. So if you are canning foods, you want to be careful that you're not getting bacteria within the can when you're sealing them up. You also want to make sure that if there is a can that you're about to eat food from, that it doesn't look like it's puffy, because that puffiness could be gas, and gas from the bacteria. No, not that kind of gas, but bacteria make gas. And we've talked about many times how people will have symptoms from the gas of the bacteria as opposed to just the bacteria. All right, so botulism could affect infants. Okay, the most common form is Clostridium botulinum. These little bacterial spores will grow in the baby's intestinal tract. It occurs between 2 and 6 months. Foodborne botulism, much more common. Okay, this is the one that we know more about in canned food. And then wound botulism is where you could get the botulism or the bacteria Clostridium botulinum into a wound, and then it produces the toxin. So what are the symptoms if you do get exposed to botulism? Within 18 to 36 hours is usually when you'll start seeing symptoms, okay? So 18 to 36 hours. Difficulty swallowing or speaking, according to Mayo Clinic. Excuse me, dry mouth, facial weakness on both sides of the face, blurred or double vision, drooping eyelids, trouble breathing, nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramps, and paralysis. Same thing with wound botulism. Wound botulism, however, that could take a little longer for signs and symptoms to develop, okay? They say people who inject black tar heroin are more at risk for some of these wound botulism. We had a patient that injected black tar heroin. He looked almost dead. You know, he just walked into my clinic, and I'm like, dude, what are you on? Okay, you look really, really bad. And you're telling me you need a work note. And don't be saying flu. And then it turned out that he was injecting black tar heroin. Infant botulism. We got him into rehab, from what I understand, he's doing well. Infant botulism, kids don't seem to represent their pain like we do, which we're going to be talking about. So they may be just, you know, kind of irritable when the toxin starts to take hold and start to do more damage. You can see floppy movements because of muscle weakness, a weak cry, droopy eyelids, drooling, difficulty sucking or feeding because they don't have the muscle control, constipation. By the way, constipation is a lot of times the first sign of botulism in a kid. Now, a lot of you are like, wait a second, my infant is always constipated. Okay, well, don't freak out. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, botulism. But constipation could sometimes be the first sign because the bowel, the nervous system to the bowel starts to get affected by this toxin. So they may not have the blood pressure elevation or heart rate, et cetera, like you can with other types of diseases. So we treat it, all right? Now, some of you will say, wait a second, is Dr. Dye talking about botulism? Isn't that Botox? Well, we use Botox, absolutely. The paralyzing effect of botulism toxin has now worked its way into medical treatments for a variety of conditions, all right? So we use botulism for underarm sweating, hyperhidrosis. We use it for facial wrinkles. Sometimes we use it for certain laryngeal issues. And so there's migraines. We've been using botulism for migraines. So we are starting to see more use of it. But, of course, it has to be very, very well choreographed and formulated and controlled. Okay? You know, even people that get Botox, we still have to watch out for signs and symptoms of botulism toxin effects like difficulty speaking, trouble swallowing, weakness, fatigue, shortness of breath, etc. All right, so the big concern that we have is you not being able to breathe. So there is an antitoxin that ERs can inject, assuming they're carrying it, okay? Most do. But keep in mind, not all the damage can be reversible. Sometimes the nerves will regenerate, sometimes they don't. So the antitoxin is just supposed to stop the toxin. It may not be able to help you with some of the nerve damage that you got from the toxin, okay? Now, there's also botulism immune globulin. We sometimes use this in infants. Immune globulin we'll use for tetanus, dirty wounds that we think you got affected with tetanus or rabies, or if we think you have an active infection, we will hit you with immune globulin to try to block the antigen right then and there. We don't want to wait for your antibodies to beef up. If we don't have time, we will just, you know, hit you with the immune globulin. One of you asked me what the difference was in the ER, where one of you got one type of tetanus, another one another. The tetanus vaccine is supposed to prevent tetanus from happening to you. And a lot of times you get that in the ER to prevent getting tetanus in the future. But the immune globulin is the one that tries to prevent you there and then from what the tetanus could have done with that one particular instance. Okay? So the vaccine helps build up antibodies for the future. The immune globulin tries to block effects immediately. And that's what this botulism immune globulin is for botulism. And then, of course, I worry about breathing. And some people with botulism intoxication of the could possibly need mechanical ventilation until the effects of the toxin gradually lessen. And then we hope that we don't have long-term damage to the nerves of the lungs, okay? Then sometimes you need rehab, speech rehab, swallowing, etc. And if you're shooting, you know, black tar heroin, you'll probably need rehab for that as well. So what are proper canning techniques? They say, all right, you need to pressure cook the foods at 250 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 13 minutes or boil the foods for 10 minutes before serving them. Okay, so you have canned foods. You don't know if botulism is in them. Cook the hell out of it. Okay, don't eat preserved food if the container is bulging, if the food smells spoiled. Sometimes you won't be able to smell Clostridium botulinum. Okay? Sometimes the food doesn't even taste different, so you got to really, really look. If you wrap potatoes in foil before baking them, eat them hot or store them in the refrigerator, but do not eat room temperature potatoes in foil. Store oils infused with garlic or herbs in the refrigerator and avoid honey in babies, even under the age of year one. All right? That's the way to do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I- I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
DocDali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have Earth Day, and I guess it's today, right, the 21st, April 21st. And, you know, Earth Day, we didn't have growing up. I mean, I remember we would have to go outside and make sure we cleaned up and we had to appreciate, you know, our surroundings. And when they came up with Earth Day, I thought it was nice. You know, I know a lot of people think it's really, really political, and a lot of people have politicized it. But you know what? Every now and then, I like a day where we just kind of look around us, and we be nice. And these Earth Days, what I like about that is even if you don't really agree with what's, you know, some of the statistics with global warming or with climate change, et cetera, you know, when you think of Earth Day, maybe, you know, people are just a little bit nicer. Maybe they're thinking twice before littering or passing some major gas in front of you. I don't know. According to Mashable, all right, this is the 45th annual Earth Day. I don't understand. 45, I'm not even that old, and I don't really remember Earth Day going to school. All right, but they have some statistics here. They're saying atmospheric CO2 or carbon dioxide concentrations are at a record high, greater than 400 ppm. They say carbon dioxide levels in the Earth's atmosphere exceeded 402 parts per million in April 2014, the highest it has been in the last 800,000 years. I'm not sure what records, okay, we are looking at from, I don't know, 795,000 years ago, but I'm sure somebody kept some sort of records. They say the buildup is a result of burning fossil fuels and is resulting in global warming. Because a single molecule of CO2 can stay in the atmosphere for hundreds of years, today's emissions will affect many future generations. This is according to Mashable.com. We dump 19.4 billions of plastic into the ocean every year. This was a comprehensive study from February 2015 that found 8.8 million metric tons of plastic waste are dumped into the ocean annually. As the world's population density increases, they say marine debris could reach up to 155 million metric tons. An estimated 18 million acres of forest are lost each year. Deforestation is starting to decrease in some areas now that there's more regulations, etc. But they said we are still seeing net forest loss at 5.2 million hectares per year. And, of course, our forests are supposed to take the carbon dioxide that we have on this Earth and turn it into oxygen with photosynthesis. They're also saying Earth is facing a 40% shortfall in water supply by 2030. According to 2015 United Nations World Water Development Report, found that unless the international community dramatically improves water supply management, the planet may face a 40% shortfall within the next 15 years. This is due to increased demand. Agriculture uses 70% of the world's water withdrawal. And in order to feed the world's rapidly growing population, we need to produce 60% more food from now until 2050. I find it interesting that the world population is growing to that degree, especially with, you know, birth control. And, you know, you look at my mom had four kids. I only had two. So you would think, you know, but I understand they're looking at world population. So I get it. Climate change related extreme events could increase hunger by up to 20%, they say, by 2050. There'll be floods, droughts, climate change. This will affect agricultural productivity. We've talked about that. They say September Arctic sea ice extent is declining at a rate of 13.3% per decade. Earth is off to the warmest start on record. Now, I mean, here's the thing. All right. Again, I don't know how much of it is our doing. And so the debate on global warming and climate change is one I really don't participate in because I don't know much about it. You know, yes, I took a lot of science. I took a lot of environmental science. I took a lot of that, those types of studies. And I do appreciate the damage that CO2, not that I like appreciate, but I understand that CO2 can cause a lot of damage. But I don't know if your becoming vegetarian will solve the problem. I don't know the science behind that, okay? Because to me, vegetarians let off gas just like meat eaters do. But I guess, you know, the less you are using livestock, that's supposed to, when we talked about the I guess the sequential effects that it could have on the climate. I'm a meat eater. I don't really see myself, you know, changing anytime soon. But, you know, what I do like about Earth Day is it reminds us that not everything is free and willy-nilly and luxurious, okay? It reminds us that we have certain resources that are precious. So, for example, if you don't need your ignition running, do you really need to leave it on? Shut off the ignition. Now, I already have done that. I've always shut off the ignition. You know, it's hard when it's summer because, you know, if I got the kids in the car, I got to put the air conditioning on. But, you know, springtime, if the weather's nice, you know, no, open up the windows, okay? Although with allergies, then you got to close the windows. But we're not talking about allergies. We're talking about global warming, all right? Or we're talking about not even global warming. We're talking about things to do for Earth Day. Also, shutting off the faucet. They say the average American family of four uses more than 400 gallons of water a day, according to the EPA. Take shorter showers and turn off the water while you're brushing your teeth. Apparently, 36 states are expected to have water shortages by next year. So Earth Day may be more of, rather than a climate change platform, day for discussion, but more of a reminder that we have to do some energy conserving and water conserving tips. If you could recycle, that's great. Okay, recycle your paper. 40% of waste in the U.S. paper, making a ton of paper from recycled stock, saves as many as 17 trees, and uses 50% less water than making paper from virgin fiber. You know, it's true. When I was a virgin, I drank a lot more water than I drink now. There's something about virgins needing more water. Make greater use of your microwave oven, they say, because they say your microwave oven is more efficient than your traditional electric oven. This is according to drugs.com. Turn off or unplug electronic devices when not using them. Turn off the television, the stereo, the computer, the DVD player, etc. Don't buy water in plastic bottles. Now, I got to tell you something. Earth Day or no Earth Day, I am very, very confused about why we're seeing a lot of obesity and people that don't eat the junk food. And I noticed for me, I get all my water from bottled water. And if plastics cause obesity issues and we are absorbing the chemicals in the plastics, that's something that I agree with. Change everything to glass, stainless steel. They say making plastic water bottles for Americans takes more than 100.5 million barrels of oil a year. They say enough to fuel about 100,000 cars for a year. So opt for filtered tap water in a reusable bottle when you're on the go and use a glass container at home or in the office. I think that's brilliant. I like the idea of glass. You're getting less sediments in. And again, I can't sit here and tout the science behind these chemicals and stuff that we could be getting in with our water bottles, etc. But I do notice we just do, you know, very, very disposable. One of my colleagues in the media said we're in a disposable society now. Everything you use, you could throw away. We don't keep things for a long time. We don't keep our computers. We don't keep our phones. We don't keep our phone number. A lot of our relationships, you know, divorce is way higher now than 50%. 1 in 2 couples get divorced. It's higher. And a lot of people don't even get married. This disposable type of attitude we have now. You know, water, I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to throw away the bottle. We have more waste than we ever have. Why aren't we recycling? There was like a news story of somebody who had just one waste basket of waste for a whole year. Gosh, I could go through a waste basket of toilet paper in one day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What? This is ridiculous. People Magazine has come up with the 2015's World's Most Beautiful Women, and I ain't in it. What? Sandra Bullock won. You know, this is ridiculous. I am tired of competing with women for beauty. To heck with this. Why? Because I'm not skinny. Because I got freckles. Because I got hemorrhoids. I can't be in 2015's World's Most Beautiful Women. This is all a bunch of bullcrap. All right, congratulations, Sandra Bullock. Man. Gosh, it's embarrassing. For those who join us, by the way, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. It would have been nice if you nominated me. Okay? I mean, what? You don't think I'm beautiful? Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I don't understand, really, honestly. I mean, I could just once, even if I made 51, right, at least put my name out there somewhere. All right, there's a doctor's group saying we need to ban flavoring and ads of E6. Okay, it's a prominent physicians organization, the American College of Physicians, and they are requesting that the U.S. FDA ban flavorings and television ads for E6. They say there is scant evidence that E6 help people quit smoking, as claimed by manufacturers. And according to Ryan Crowley, Senior Associate for Health Policy at ACP, says the chemicals used in these devices may be harmful to both smokers and bystanders. There are over 7,000 different flavorings in e-cigs, and the evidence shows that young people are attracted to these products because of the flavors. There are also concerns that there are harmful chemicals in the flavorings themselves. Crowley added that calling for a ban on TV ads for e-cigs follows ACP's continuing policy supporting bans on all tobacco advertising, even though there's not tobacco in there, but nicotine. The organization also recommends taxing e-cigs and banning their use in both indoor and outdoor public areas and urges more research on e-cigs. The ACP's position paper on e-cigs was published April 21st in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Vice President of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids also agrees with the American College of Physicians that the FDA should act now to regulate e-cigs. Urgent need for action was underscored by the new CDC-FDA survey released last week that showed the youth e-cigs use tripled from 2013 to 2014. You see, here's my problem. Okay, I wish we knew more about what the hell was in it. Okay, the big problem we have is e-cigs got out there and got huge before we medical researchers could figure out or put some time or money into figuring it out. You got the AMA, the American Heart Association, the American Association for Cancer Research, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, and the U.S. Surgeon General urging the FDA to start regulating e-cigs. E-cigs, they think the sales are going to surpass $50 billion in the next 15 years. But the e-cig industry thinks that the ACP is overreaching. All right? Again, we don't have studies saying they're bad yet. So this is why there's such an issue. Personally, I don't want you smoking an e-cig near me because I don't want to breathe in what could be in there. Even though it's a big I don't know, I just don't need to be breathing in other people's vapors. So I agree with there being some sort of control on where you breathe this around, okay? Also, we may need to, in places where marijuana is illegal, or people are not supposed to be smoking marijuana on the job, I think e-cigs should have a means where we could make sure that there's not pot in there. How far-reaching do we want the government to be? I don't think we should be taxing e-cig users. I don't like the idea of taxing certain groups of people. I don't like that. Okay, I think taxing should be very even, percentile-wise, proportional, but just taking a group that uses a product and taxing that just bothers me. So, where are we in terms of researching what's in an e-cig? You know, are we allowed to tell a company that they can't advertise when we still don't have the proof that e-cigs are bad? But then on the flip side, if e-cigs are bad, then we need to limit the ads and do everything that the ACP is recommending. So who's on top of it? Well, apparently there is a researcher out of the University of Hawaii Center Cancer Cancer Center researcher Pilar Pokra says two ingredients manufacturers mix in e-cig liquids of are of particular concern. They usually like to mix propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin. When propylene glycol and glycerin are vaporized, they produce formaldehyde, a gas that we talked about before. We use it in embalming fluid for your frog that we dissect in the seventh grade, building materials, etc. And formaldehyde is known to be a human carcinogen. He says it seems like it becomes dangerous when the e-liquid is heated at a high temperature with high voltage and when the e-liquid is dripped directly to the heating coil. He said e-liquid also consists of small amounts of heavy metals. The contaminants differ from liquid to liquid. He calls that the scary part because it's not known how inhaling heavy metals may be affecting consumers. E-liquids also hold varying doses of nicotine, and then the organic compounds give them the flavors. And again, keep in mind, these flavorings are flavors we know that we put in food that get ingested. We don't know what inhaled food colorings and food flavorings do. So these e-cigs have pre-filled cartridges or a tank system. It's a little pocket-sized vaporizer, and it is one of the biggest things now for people to quit smoking. The big problem we have is, according to Dr. Pokrell, it's going to be another 3 years worth of study before we could see the health effects of e-cigs. 3 years. And the FDA is relying on this research to make laws. So what are we allowed to do in a free country when we have a product where we just really, really don't know where we're at with it? You see what I mean? So should we say, look, until we know, we're going to regulate it until we know it's safe. But then again, on the flip side, then that could happen with a piece of toilet paper. You know what? I know you want to use this new brand of toilet paper, but we don't know if it's going to cut people, or we don't know if it's going to spread MRSA, so we're going to regulate it. So, I mean, I understand how you can't preemptively regulate every product, but there may be an exception when we're talking about e-cigs because, again, this is a vapor being blown out into the environment. And we have no idea all the ramifications of the substances. So, you know, do we want doctors involved? Do we want doctors prescribing them? One of you had suggested that they become by prescription only. I disagree with that because we doctors don't know. So you're going to have doctors going, well, I don't know what the hell's in it, so I'm just not going to give it. I mean, it's one way to limit the use if that's our goal. But, you know, I don't know what our goal needs to be. We've got to get people off smoking. Another problem we have is people aren't using these now to quit smoking. A lot of people are using these now to become addicted to nicotine. They're using them as a new wave. All right? Rather than sitting there just drinking your beer, you sit there with an e-cig. Kids who never smoked are e-cig now. So I have no problems limiting kids, okay? I have no problems with there being recommendations that these are not for leisure or fun, that these are supposed to be a part of a smoking cessation program, and I have no problem with us limiting the use and saying, look, just to be safe, let's have you only on it for 3 months as part of your smoking cessation program. But again, I don't know if taxation is right. I don't know what the best way to go about this is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Oh, man, I didn't get to all my stories. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.